come.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning. The 20th of December 2010. DVD translation. Similar city. Let a necklace of lights be there from the original light of the Gnani Purush. Dada Bhagavan Foundation logo presents Jai Sachidanand.
Jai Sachidanand.
Aparayan 2005, Aptavani 9, part 25, 26, 27. So, just hold this for a minute. Just get it out. So we were talking about the win this world by losing, and now let's see where we are. We had printed that we are without any buddhi, expert in one, but in everything else. This is on page 389. It has been printed in the Yaptavani that we are a Buddha without any intellect. I tell people I'm a Buddha, so the well-wishers plead, do not say that. Please do not say that. Dear brother, you too should say the same thing. You too become a Buddha without the intellect. If not, you will be beaten to no end. These people will break your legs. Therefore, you should not talk about becoming someone with intellect, akkal. That is why we have discovered this factory of abuds. See what we discovered, and in the worldly life, if we do not understand something, we can find a lawyer and tell him, please, take this money and do something about it. Why would we use our intellect negatively when we can find someone to do so? You can hire someone for 25 rupees, some for 50 rupees, some for 100 rupees, and some you can hire for 500 rupees for the whole day. Why should you use your akkal when you can hire people like this? Do you understand this? And this man is very punyashadi, one with merit karma. People tell him, you have no sense. Such people have not allowed me to sink deeper. And they say to me, hey, wait, do not go in. We will sink. We will not get stuck. We'll get stuck in the mud. So we say, very well then. We attain this gnan because we remained at this shore. Otherwise, we would have sunk. We did not use our intellect that misguides and leads people into conflicts. Otherwise, look at the faces of these people who are sunk. They look as if they just have swallowed some castor oil. What if the people consider us fools in all respects? Dadashri says, yes, but that is precisely what you need to become. Your tremendous merit karma have awakened. You should not interact with those people with pleasure and ease. With them you should pretend, only a show that you want to enter the race course and compete against them. But when you go there, go ahead and lose the race so that they will feel good about the winning. I have done that so many times, and I tell them, I'm not very smart, I'm clumsy. This is the best solution. Otherwise, there is nothing but race horses and race courses. And in these race courses, whom will you run against? So, this is nothing but a race course only. What else do we have for this babuchak, incompetent intellect? An intellect that no one can rent. Here you can hire experts from anywhere. If you ask someone what his expertise is, he will say income tax. Every man is an expert in his own field and occupation and incompetent in others. I am better off. Instead of calling myself an expert in something, I say I am Babuchak. I am incompetent in everything. A person can be the best solicitor in India, but in certain matters he will say, for this you will have to go somewhere else. Everywhere, even a prominent doctor will come to us when he wants to have his home built. However, the poor man is modest. It is because he has no clue about construction. This is how the world is. They are incompetent in other matters. No one person can be good in everything, and therefore he has to be considered competent in other things, does he not? So why not be in... Niruma says, you are really not an expert in anything. Why don't you just let go and say that I don't know anything? Let it all go. Everyone comes to this level. Sooner or later, you'll have to admit defeat in some matters that you don't know. So Deepak Bhai says, every time I hear this, that I don't know anything from other, I feel like I have escaped, because everybody, some people come and says, some people ask me family matters questions, and I don't have to answer them. File 2 will come, file 3 will come, the children will come. Well, I'm done with all of that. And people used to do all kinds of special ceremonies so that they can have a file 3 or a file 4. I asked on page 391, I asked one person, how are you going to run your factory now that your boss has died? He tells me, we'll hire a manager, so one can hire people to manage factories, can they not? So why are you crying because the owner is dead? If you can hire such a person, hire such an intelligent person. Why not do so? And so he says, you need somebody to cook the food, so why don't you hire somebody to cook the food? Why do you need a wife? If you need food, just hire somebody to cook the food. So this prominent people will come to meet Dada. Then. And then somebody said, what are you doing? I'm doing some service. What are you doing? Oh, Dada would ask him, how much did you get rented for? Supposing your salary was 5,000. So you got rented for 5,000, did you not? Dada would ask somebody, oh, how much did you, Siddharth, get rented for? If your salary per month was 10,000, you'll say 10,000. Oh, so you got rented for 10,000, did you not? Dada Shri says, I'm a contract firm. In my contract work, I hire so many engineers. And therefore, the guy who will lose the competitive spirit, somebody who is flying very high, says, I've got a salary of 10,000. Dada will say, I employ 10 engineers with that salary. So, to bring him down, Dada would say this. This is the... Dada will fracture somebody's ego in just like this. If he's flying high, he can just say something in one sentence and his ego will collapse. My ego was... Dada put a pin in my balloon too, says Niruma. In 1968, I would come. Congratulations, you passed MBBS in 1968. We passed with 65%. I passed with 65%. I showed the telegram to Dada that I passed MBBS by 65%. Dada, she says, by how many percentage did you find I passed? 65%. Dada, she says, I felt like I had done very good because 65% is very good. So I was trying to, I was full of air when I said that to Dada. Oh, is that right, says Dada? You passed by 65, but you failed by 35%, did you not? And then because you failed by 35%, you will kill that many patients, would you not? Will you? With the, will kill patients by 35%. Well, a doctor cannot afford to fail even by 1%. He has to pass by 100%, says Dada. So Niruma just, he Dada blew my balloon just like that. At that time, I understood. I was just flying high. Oh, I passed my MBBS. I became a doctor here. I became a doctor here. But the vision of the Gnani is somewhere else. The vision. He says, Dada says, you can fail anywhere else, but in the matter of medicine and taking care of human beings, you cannot afford to fail anywhere, at least in the examination. You have to know. So, alright, so let's go ahead and read some more. So, if you can hire somebody, then why not do so? And this Gnan, can it be hired? This Gnan is the real wealth. You can hire people, can't you? And you can hire a lawyer. Can you not? If he charges 5,000 rupees, then why not give him 10,000? He will come running. He can be hired, but the self cannot be hired. And is anyone going to hire the self as capital? How can they afford that which is priceless? This is proper. This is a proper and easy road, is it not? And why harbor such intellect in such matters? So Dada could hire anybody he want to. And if he is getting 5,000, give him 10,000. But is, and why harbor such intellect in such matters? So we have let go from the very beginning in these matters. I had let go of the control of the reins and tell everyone, I do not understand anything. So we are free. And I also say, you will not find any intellect in me, even if you have to look for it. They tell me, please don't say that. Now we have the control. Now we have the control of the kite. The kite. Other people's kites can take a nosedive if they want to, but our kite is in control, and the control is in our hands. Patang. Why enter the horse race of these people? Each person to himself. I will take care of myself. And what are you going to do with this misguided intellect, akal, anyway? You would have sunk very deep for sure had you gone deeper into it. It is good that you stayed away from just like me. People come to me and tell me, you show us a lot of good things, and I tell them, no. In the end, I tell them, I have forgotten everything. I cannot remember things anymore. Page 292. People like it when I tell them. There is no substance or competence left in me. Otherwise, these people with substance and competence. He says again and again, Deepak Bhai says, this is all over the book. I do not know anything. I have no intellect. I have no competence. These are all the solutions. You have to apply these solutions in your practical daily life. Otherwise, these people with substance and competence will come to make deals with me. In this place even with the Gnani to make deals, we are higher than everyone. Deals are to be made with people of your own caliber. I am above everything and at the same time without any substance and competence. That is why we say, we are what you're looking for in someone. What are you looking for in someone who has no substance? Even to the robbers and thugs, Dada says, what is there to be taken from me? From the one without any substance and competence. In fact, I don't even know how to give and take. So therefore, take whatever you want from my pocket, yourself. I don't even know how to give. So here, put your hand in my pocket and take what you want. When I was young, people used to scold me and tell me, you do not have any substance or competence. Now, rather than have anyone tell us, we might as well say that ourselves, do we not? All the problems will go away if you certify yourself this way before anyone else does. People go around telling you have no substance in you. And the next one, the race course of life. When our construction contract business was recognized as being number one in the area, a kind of power entered my mind, that I was working like a genius. However, that too was not akal, wisdom or right intellect. On the contrary, it was foolishness. He is reading at good speed now. It was nothing but a museum of inviting troubles, upadhi. Right intellect, wisdom is that which reduces external problems. It is where the potential problems coming your way get diverted and end up going to someone else. They go to someone else. People's methods are all wrong. The practices they use and resort to for progress in life are also wrong. And the Bhagavad says, when you get number one in the examination, the power gets into your head. And this is, Dada says, the smarter you are, that is the beginning of getting more problems in life. And the world is taking you in the north, and the Gnani association takes you in the south. He says, if something comes to you, the ability is on the basis of merit karma, not in the basis of your ability. Your astuteness is on the basis of your merit karma, not on the basis of your ability. If you know something, how to take it. If you know something, what happened to my ability 9 years ago? Why did I receive the ability today only? And so, whatever is happening in the relative, this breaks your doership in the relative, whether it is in worldly business or whether it is in your ability as your as a professional. As soon as I understood it, then all the wrong sense of doership went away. So it is actually nothing but a museum of troubles. This sense that I know something. People's methods are all wrong. The practices they use or they resort to for progress in life are also wrong. They run around according to other people's methods and practices. We come first and we win, but even then we come late, last too. I understood that all this is nothing but a betrayal indeed. I too had joined others in the competition by entering the race course. I ran very hard. And after coming first, I then came last. That is when I felt, what kind of a madness is this? This is all crazy. It's all a trap. You never even know when some unscrupulous person will destroy you. Do people not do such things? One day you may be a number one, and the next day such a person will come and make you huff and puff and pant in the race to no end. We realize that a person can lose everything from being number one, and that one should not enter into such horse race competitions. We used to live very peacefully and at ease, Dada says. Before, the roads used to be very crooked, full of winding curves, so inner calculations would arise as to which road was the shortest. We never followed the paths everyone else followed. We would look for the shortcuts. Our method and practice was different, says Dada. We never did anything just because other people did it, or because it was the traditional thing to do. Our method and practice was completely different. I never painted the walls in my home. If the walls were to get paint on its own, then so be it. If they were to get painted on their own, that's fine. We just say one thing, and that is, there is no competency, barkat, left in us. We have seen the face of competence. We ran a lot. We ran to no end. We are telling you from our experiences of life after life that all the running of countless lives have been a failure and completely worthless. In the other, she says, Deepak Bhai talks about the coloring, you know, like these walls are getting dirty. So, Dada, he had a mattress and his own few things in the home, that's all. You see? In my life, I have never painted my home. If the walls want to get painted by themselves, let them paint, get them painted by themselves. I don't have any ego or any, he did not have any attachment to the home. As if, he is saying as if he can say it by seeing it. He can see the people running in their horses. And he can see, when the way he is talking, we can see the entire description. When Dada says that, and what does it mean? What is Dada saying? That if the walls want to get painted by themselves, let them get. Because some other people with ego will say, hey Dada, your place of satsang is, may I paint it for you? So Dada will say, go ahead and do it. In other words, the work of the egoless one gets done by the ones with the ego around. That is a sutra of Dada. I have no desire to do anything. I don't have anything to really make the walls white. But the egoistic people around will say, hey, can I get it done? May I do it for you, Dada? So the circumstances do it. The one whose ego is gone, says Deepak Bhai, then the ego filled ones will do his work around him. You don't have to do anything. And Dada says, I have never bought a watch and I have never wound a watch. In other words, in those days they had watches that you have to wind. So he has never been the owner of anything in anything in life, in any work in life. Is this saying from the relative viewpoint in terms of what the relative importance of all of this? His Dada's work is to be the self, become the self as capital, and let others become the self as capital too, that's all. If there was a puncture in a bicycle, Dada said that I never repaired the puncture myself. You know, why don't you pay the little guy on the street to do it? Why would I waste my time repairing the puncture in the tire, in the bicycle? People try to save the money, and so they spend 2 hours trying to repair the puncture in the bike, or to change the oil in the car. So now for you guys, even if you save the time, you don't know what to do with that time. This is, there is nothing free in this world. You have, your chit has become, I think now he's probably not reading it anymore. Your chit has, you do not allow your chit to get spoiled in anything in this world. That is the most critical thing in life. When pain and pleasure is multiplication and division, whereas you are beyond multiplication and division, why capital? Because I did not have any minus in anything in the world, therefore I did not have to do anything, says Dada. In Patel and Company, Dada was drinking tea in 1987. He was drinking tea in Vadodara. He had just taken one sip. He said, then he just took one sip and he says, I have not taken one drop from A.M. Patel and Company, this company that is under my name. Everybody else has used this A.M. Patel and Company. And it is physical company as well as this company of A.M. Patel. He says, the world has taken away their sips from this A.M. Patel and Company. I have not sipped a single sip, taken a single sip from A.M. Patel and Company. I have not entered into the relative at all since I awakened. And you see, In other words, if he could have afforded a home himself, but no, he stayed in a rented home. Why? Because if there's something goes wrong, let the owner repair it. Why does he have to mess around? Why does he have to repair it? Let the owner repair and fix the toilets and do whatever he needs to do. What a beautiful arrangement of the man who had come just to liberate the world and not get engaged with the world. He said, you know, yesterday we read, I only know the self as capital, and the self, I know that the self is only the knower and the seer, and therefore I am the knower and the seer. I do not know anything else. And that is his compassion. And so if the moment he comes out from his S-capital self, he messes things up, and therefore out of compassion he says, my friend, come home, come home. We only say one thing, and that is that there is no competency barkat left in us. We have seen the face of competence. We ran a lot. We ran to no end. We are telling you from our experiences of life after life that all the running of countless lives has been a failure and completely worthless. I have run so hard enough to be sitting on the top, but I have also suffered miserably in the process. Instead, why not run away from the race course? Let us discover our true domain, our realm. It is, oh my, it is gigantic. It is, in fact, they call it gigantic. It's gigantic. It is our own realm is gigantic. This our own S capital, the Shuddhatma Pad, the state of the self, is gigantic. So even if the solution, says Deepika is repeating this, I have the one who has he has gone to the absolute top. In previous lives he has So human beings have been in race courses life after life after life. There is no fun in anything anywhere in the relative. And so even if you are behind with the other horses in the relative life, what difference does it matter? Let it happen. Somebody, you know, so like if you're driving on the highway, somebody goes past you, you know, you look at him, he says, oh, how he just sped over me, so you also speed up. Otherwise, you're going at your own speed, but the moment he overtakes you, you're also speeding up. What kind of nonsense is this? Thousands and thousands of cars have gone ahead of you. Thousands of cars have gone in front of you. So why do you really need to really speed up just because a horse comes next to you, a car comes next to you, another person comes next to you? But you see, and behind you also, there are also 100,000 cars yet to come to the level where you are at. And the one who has just passed you, he might take a diversion and leave the highway. So is he really bypassing you, or is he really overtaking you? No, it says, and so one is really in a mischief in that which is visible through the five senses only and nothing else. And Dada Shri says, I have been to the top, I have been really to the top, and now, and then I have realized that there is really nothing out there. There is, and therefore it is nothing but misery and pain only. So, this is on page 393, chapter, paragraph 3. So he has laid the track open. Okay, now Niruma. Let's carry on. So even if this... It's a question. Was Dada able to see his previous lives? Dada Shri says, yes, he must have experienced this thing. When he knows the bottom line, if you have done business for 10 years, do you not know what your bottom line is in the 11th year of your business? So he has got the bottom line. Dada got the bottom line of his lifetimes. So he experienced everything, Deepak Bhai, and then he at the bottom line he realized that there is nothing in it. Because you only have your bottom line is that I am Siddhartha, I am Jasubhai. Do you have any other survey? Or do you have any other bottom line? So even if the celestial beings were to come down and tell you, we are going to give you the first place in this horse race on page 394, you can tell them, no, Dada has been there and I believe him when he tells me about what he saw up there and his experiences. Thank you very much. I do not want to go on this race course. I do not want to become a celestial being. A relative of mine, while talking about money, tells me, you have done very well. You have made good money in the business. I told him, I really do not have any such thing. It is you who have done very well. You have factories, etc. How can I compare myself to where you are at? I do not have the skills you have. You have been able to accumulate so much wealth. I do not know anything about this. I only know about the other things, self-realization. There was nothing left to discuss any further when I said that. There was nothing to compete. Was there? There was no relation left. Why would I want to enter into competition or spardha with them? People are always competing in this way when they talk about their business. How can I run with them? Let them win the prize. You just observe them. You can just see what they're doing. What happens when you compete against them? You end up hurting yourself so that is not for you. So now the next heading is the prize goes to the winner and the rest die panting and huffing. Page 394. If I am invited to a wedding of an acquaintance and I sit in the middle, they're laughing because this is a famous scene. People are always competing in this way, but how can I run with them? We are ahead of them in reading here. Just see, keep seeing them. Do not enter into competition with them. If you enter into competition with them, you will pant like a horse. So there is no work for us. Now the prize goes to the winner and the rest die panting. This is the heading. Now everybody should watch this movie. This is a description. Watch this movie that Dada is talking about. Imagine the scene. If I am invited to a wedding of an acquaintance and I sit in the middle, they will ask me to move and make room for some Jaichand Bhai or some other one comes along and then some other doctor or someone else will come along and I would get tired of being shoved around in this manner and end up sitting in the back. So I stopped sitting in the front row altogether. I said to myself, I cannot afford to do this. I do not want to compete for the seat with anyone. Only the winner takes the prize, others do not. So then the host would come to me and tell me, we have kept a seat for you in the middle because you are the uncle. Why are you not there to sit there? Why don't you move around and why do you have to move around and sit in the back? It does not look good for this order and the pomp of the wedding. I tell them, no, it does not look bad. People know me and they understand that I'm a man of God and that I'm not in tune with the worldly things. But they would insist and say, no, but it makes us look bad when you sit in the back. So then I made one of them understand. I told him, normally I would not say anything, but since you ask, I will tell you the truth. If I were to sit in the middle there, and if the jeweler Lakshmi Chand were to come along, then I will have to move. Then I'd have to move again when Magan Bhai Shankar Bhai comes here. So I'll have to keep changing my seat. So instead of suffering insults this way, what is wrong in simply standing here with dignity? I will not enter into competition in such a race course. I am better off standing here than standing in the middle and taking the number 9 seat and feeling insulted. I did not want to say this directly to him, but I came to the conclusion that only the horse that comes first wins the prize and not others. I do not like such races. The one that comes first gets the prize and others that just ran as hard came in second and get nothing. So he said, this is very shrewd of you. I told him, call it what you want, but that is my way. That is called Dada Chant. Lakshmi Chant, Javer Chant. So this is Dada Chant. Lakshmi Chant, Dada Chant. So we have already read the story. The story essentially is Dada was found out that there is no place except the back seat that is the best for you. And especially the back seat is filled with pride. In other words, you can sit in your own leisure. Why do I need to get into any kind of race course with anyone? says, why don't I just sit in the back instead of, you know, people telling me to move from the front seat. And Niruma smiling away. Okay, now. Anyways, just as by going slow, I've gone to the speed of the old person. He's still in the middle of the paragraph. Only the number one guy will get the prize. I don't like race horses. Everybody else just exercise for nothing. This is our art. This is our art of tackling all situations. We do everything. We eat, we drink, we eat ice cream with leisure. I sit back and see which horse comes first. But I will not run in that race. I will remain the knower and the seer, the gnata drashta of that race. Why would I want to run with these horses? Why would I want to run with these horses? Still, I did try it once. I have calluses on my feet from the time when a nail had poked through a sole in my shoes. Dada referring to self-imposed penance that he had subjected himself to before Gnan. Following the philosophy of the Kramic path in search of the soul, he thought that the physical penance was necessary. So when the nail in his shoe had poked through the inner sole, he left it there and he suffered it. He entering the race course of penance of the seekers of the Kramic path. He says, once I went to get, you know, they put the little rope through the nose, do they, of the horse or some, the rein. In other words, what does it mean? In other words, I got stuck in the race. In other words, if you enter the race, they will saddle you, will they not? They will put the reins around you, they will, and so. You see the Kramic path people do the tap. You know, in the Kramic path, they try to make the body suffer. They do such suffer. Dada says, when I was young, I did not have the Akram path. I did so much penance that even when the nail had come out in the shoe, I would walk with the nail, with the shoe, without beating the nail down. And I still have the callus from that in my heel. So Niruma is just explaining that. This has been well explained on page 395 at the bottom there in Aptamani 9. And now page 396, there is no winner when there is jealousy. Now there's a new chapter of jealousy. Wherever you look, there is race course. All these people have entered the race course. At home, there is a race course, even with the wife. If the two bullocks are walking side by side and one tries to get ahead of the other just a little, the other one will exert even more. Why is that, Dada? It is because they have entered the race course into competition. If the two are walking side by side and one of them gets ahead just a little, the one left behind will feel jealous, irsha, and wonder how he can make him fall behind a little bit. There is no winner in the race of jealousy or irsha. I do not enter into such a race. It is a race where one will die huffing and puffing without getting anywhere. Even the one who is full of intellect will get exhausted and in his latter years of life will accuse others. He cheated me, the other fellow cheated me, and on and on. Hey, you stupid guy, you got cheated even at the age of 80. You will run in the race course for countless lives and you will still be cheated at the end. This is how the world is. Everything will go to waste, and on top of that, you will also suffer miserably in the process. Instead, discover your rightful place, your home of bliss, the self, and then run to the home, come home. No one has been able to win the world, and that is why this discovery of ours, says the Gnani Purush, is very profound. It is one which allows the world to win. Just say, I sit here having lost, but if you want to win, then you come here. come here. This discovery will amaze the world, and we have won the world through it. Otherwise, no one has won it. Each of our discoveries is such that they help the world to win. This Akram Vignan, this whole science is Akram. This is not the case in the Kramic path. You can never say that you have no competence and aptitude, Barkat, in the Kramic path. Page 397. This is Akram Vignan. One's personality is the apparent apparent the moment he exists, he exits, he gets off the race course. But the moment you get off the race course, your personality will shine. Such a human being radiates peace and harmony. Nobody running in the race course has any personality. Nobody in the race course has any personality. So Dada's definition of personality is a new one. Page 397. Your personality will shine the moment you get out of the race course. And not a single one. Dada's vision is totally different, says Niruma. In small, small matters, he takes the incidents and the circumstances, and then there is an experience in that, and in the bottom line of the experience, and then the last understanding of that experience, he keeps it, and he trains it, and he shares it with everyone. And that is when the awareness increases. And that is when the awareness, awakened awareness increases. And so these are all daily life practical examples of it. Suppose we may have gone to, all of us have been to parties and weddings. We've been to so many special weddings. We all know that we've been asked to move a little bit or relinquish our chair for another VIP who has walked in. But we have never been able to investigate our own effects inside. And so many times we have suffered in insults in life. We may have made a temporary resolution that I'm not going to go there, I'm not going to do that. We blame the person who invited us in the wedding rather than looking within to look at the experience that happened to us and to rise beyond that experience. But we do not take it into observation. We do not see our own experiences in life. We do not see our own intentions. Our vision is not internalized to see why we continue to suffer life after life, or at least in this life. And then it is so easy to know that it is a race course, is it not? Why do you go to the wedding dressed up so much and sit in front of everybody? Why do you want to be recognized that you are a VIP in such and such a wedding or such and such a party? So everybody looks at each other, and in fact, do you think you are interested in the wedding at all? You're looking at the other people who have come there, are they not? Or what is he doing? This is the takeoff point of really internalizing the vision so that you can rise above it. So this is the vision. Supposing when read Dada, and we say that we do not want to enter the race course of Dada, but as soon as I go back to Topeka, I am in the race course again, Niruma. But then I read the book, I know I don't want to enter the race course. So this is what is happening back and forth, Niruma. And therefore, Niruma says, you need to have this in continuity as Gnan within you. And so you need to remain in satsang. You need to make sure that your satsang doesn't cool off. And therefore, Dada said, and then we are saying that stay in our touch, remain in our touch, T capital touch, remain in the touch of the Gnani. When we come to Topeka, you're in our touch, but then you go away, and they're out of touch when we are here. And then we have done such a setting that Sirish, many, they have done the setting that when they get the maximum use when Niruma is in US, And then when they come here, when they come to India, they don't run around to Bombay and other places. They come straight here and they remain in touch. And even when they are here, they remain in the touch of the Gnani. And so then the Gnani will constantly check, so that the Gnani will make sure that in your inner kasha is the inner anger, greed, deceit, pride workers. They will be kept in check, because there are the enemies inside will take over the moment you move away from this satsang. Therefore, you really need to stay in touch. You can't just say, I know this science, and walk away and do it your way. You need to kind of even stay in touch with a phone call or through telesatsang or whatever way you can do. At least you can say Jai Sachidanand. Even if you don't know what to say, just pick up the phone, say Jai Sachidanand Niruma. Niruma happened to be very accessible. Yes, even if you cannot ask this one to one, there are a lot of people. But some people ask the question by... some people will say, I don't know what to do. They will just kind of... Why don't you ask the same question, that what should I do? This is an important... So some way or the other, by one way or the other, try to come, stay in touch with the Gnani, remain in touch with the Gnani. This is, you got this opportunity. There will come a time, there will be 100,000 people trying to be in front of the Gnani. Right now there are only less than 1,000. Yes. Now, you know, if you are not feeling well, do you not go to the doctor gives you the medicine. After you have healed, don't you go for one final visit to the doctor and say, I'm fine now, or something? You see, just to take care of one body, you go to so many visits to the body, through the doctor. But for the moksha, for the final liberation, do you not have to go again and again? Especially this fifth era of the current time cycle, the era, is very dangerous. He says, the moment you move away from the satsang, kusang, the will just creep in like cancer. You will not even know it. So this is very critical. It just happens. So remain in satsang. Remain in satsang. In other words, now this Sanskrit is a ranchod, to leave the battlefield was considered a sign of cowardice. To leave the race course was considered cowardice. You're a coward. But the other Sri says, no, the name of the Lord, the other name of Lord Krishna is ranchod. When Lord Krishna realized in a battlefield that he cannot win this battle, so he just took off from the battlefield, he ran away from it, you see. But the moment you say, no, I'm going to remain on the battlefield, then the competition will continue. The moment you're... Again, the Deepak Bhai is reading backwards. Yes, in other words, it is... You are the response guy. In other words, the moment somebody says, this is a Siddharth, you know it, your ego will take over. Yes, I know it, let me show you how. So even if you're moving away, they'll say, hey, I know Siddharth knows it, bring him in. And so then you get involved in it. And so this is how it is. Whatever Jasubhai has said, lot of people in US and in Bombay, and this is, we are doing satsang, we are reading the books, but sooner or later, they tend to devalue the energy of the live person. They say, we are doing the satsang, but without their knowledge, they are devaluating. They read the books, they talk about Dada only. And you also say, yes, this is Dada's only. But you never give your own importance at all. But then the live person is devalued so much. But we are also saying at the same time, says Niruma, that Dada has given the siddhi to do satsang. Dada says that Dada will speak from within you, has given the siddhi so that Dada will speak within you. You will not get that siddhi, that energy within the book. And we say that the Lord, Dada Bhagwan is speaking from within me, and we are also listening to this. Then there is such a great importance given to the living direct person. And also, and you experience yourself right now. Are you not experiencing right now in this very live parayan? You have read this book on your own, and now you are reading it in a group in front of us. In our presence you are reading this book. Do you see the difference? Can you feel the difference? This is the energy of the living one who is present in front of us. Dada has said that even if somebody is 2 degrees higher than us, we should follow him. Somebody is 2 degrees, knows 2 degrees more than you, follow that person. Niruma, until we become totally surrendered to you, we will ultimately, there is no liberation in. And then Niruma says, this is supplementary. When this is not there, in the fifth agna, first, when it has been shown in the fifth agna, that when the live satsang is the most important thing in fifth agna, and then if the live satsang with the gnani is not there, then the dadavani is there. This is how it is. So the critical thing in fifth agna is that you have to have the live person in front of you. So the importance is of the live satsang, one-on-one satsang. He says, then Bhavesh is saying that ultimately, yes, we love the books only, but we leave the live person, do we not? The heart, the moksha is ultimately in heart only, it is not there. It's that. And you may understand the meaning of the words. You might even understand the intent of the words, but you may know if you read it, but you will not understand the paramarth, the ultimate meaning of the S capital self, just because you read an aptavani. Paramarth, which is that which is in exactness, that which becomes, makes you establish as the S capital self only. That makes you become that. The gnani can only point the way through the books only. But what is the Radha, what is the gnani trying to tell you when he says, get off the race course, man? Yes, you understand it. You will understand the meaning of it. You will understand the intent of it. But you will not become that. What is the subtlest talk of the gnani? That happens only in the live interaction only. Who will show that this is the subtler ego, this is the subtlest ego, this is the subtle ego, this is the gross ego, and this is coming from this angle, because this Aptavani is very complex, because these are matters of liberation. These are all very subtle slices of the ego that is. In anything that has happened, one has to look within and figure out who is he in that and what has happened, where am I this thing? And that is where you need to go to somebody who is very senior, somebody who knows 2 degrees more than you do, and somebody who has done a lot of fielding, like in typical cricket parlance. Niruma, and sometimes I feel like going, if I feel that I might see, watch the VCD instead of going, coming all the way by plane. I can watch the VCD. Niruma says that is spiritual laziness only. That is, why can't I sit in Topeka and just see this? Why do I have to go to the other end of the world to come here and sit here and then do this? This is just laziness. He says, do you not go everywhere when there is a wedding in India? Do you not come there? When there's a wedding, you come on the other half of the world, other side of the world. But when you want to come to this para and you don't want to come. This is the intellect that is trying to show its insincerity. It is the pole of the intellect, PLO, P-O-L. This is the deceit of the intellect. This is the intellect. This is for your own self. This is going to come with you as capital. And this is going to liberate me. And you see this body is going to continue to be to be used in the worldly matters only. So should I not use it for a little bit for my own as capital self? As it is being used for the world only, is it not? It's going to go. Is Bachula. You see this, who is going to take care of this body? It is going to be taken care of in its own way, is it not? If you keep on pampering the body only, so as long as the body is behaving, it is in good shape, why don't you use it for that of this? I want to go wherever Niruma is once, if Niruma is here. At least once in a year I want to be with Niruma. What am I existing in this world for? I've received everything. You have married your daughters, your business is all set. You don't have any deficiency of money. You are a very rich man. Why are you hanging around over there? At least Himanshu, the eye doctor, is at least employing his intellect in some ways. He's setting, even he is also very rich, but he is a true accountant. He is doing something for his own self too. Because tomorrow there is an attack. Before an attack comes, a heart attack or something, I would have done my work. I would have gotten my work done. What am I going to do at the age of 70? Why don't I get it done at the age of 50? Yes, he's also counting. Yes, he's also making money too. There's this guy here with the cap, Himanshu. Yes, he's using his intellect to make money. But this is happening. Why don't you get, yes, the body's work is going to do, but why don't you get your self work done as capital? Yes, there is an avaran, there is a veil of the living person. If we can, he says there is the Lord Tirupati and then we got the living God in front of us, Dadashri. And yet, why is it that they were still wanted to go to the stone idol when you got the living person in front of you? Isn't there the living Nani has got a veil of his own in front of you? Why don't you? So he is pushing her. Niruma, just tell us, just admit that you are our living one. So now she says, yes, I am your living one. I am your living liberator. You know, he pushed her to admit that. That is what it is. Yes, I am your living liberator. he kind of pushed her. Yes, why don't you accept? Because she was going beating around the bush. She was beating around the bush. Okay, now. He will be here at 2:15. At 2:15, he will do the vidhi. Dvipakbhai will do the vidhi at 2:15. Today, he's going to come here from Calcutta at 2:15. Okay, Jai Sachidanand.